Mike Tugubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious, wonderful name, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy to be able to come and visit with you for a few moments through means of this outreach to share with you the truth of the living God. And I trust that you will join us if you have a Bible or New Testament, if you will turn with us to the Gospel of John, and we're in chapter 16. We're discussing and considering the beautiful new birth blessing of the Trinity, the blessing that is ours through coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and how that He sends the Holy Spirit to indwell our spirit, to do the work of salvation in our spirit. As John 3:6 points out, Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." It's the work of the Holy Spirit of God to bring an individual into new birth. And what that birth is a spiritual birth. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are dead spiritually. We're born spiritually separated from God because of the sinful nature that we inherited from our parents all the way back to Adam and Eve. We were born spiritually dead. That's why we need spiritual life. And that's why Jesus came to die on that old rugged cross to purchase for us our salvation, to make eternal life available to whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, putting their faith and trust in Him, believing that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today. That's the good news of the gospel. That Christ made the sacrifice necessary to cover our sin, to blot it out, to make us pure and clean, to bring us into the family of God through that beautiful new birth of salvation. And so, beloved, through that birth, we are brought into so many bountiful benefits and blessings. And one of them is the blessing of the Trinity, getting to know each member of the Godhead. And it's a beautiful and wonderful truth. It's a mysterious truth, a truth that is somewhat difficult for us to comprehend, but by faith we accept it. By faith we believe it. Because the Lord has told us four times in the Word of God, "Now the just shall live by faith." And who are the just? The just are those who have been justified. Justified through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's another wonderful truth, a wonderful blessing that comes to the child of God. He is declared righteous in His Spirit. He is made pure and clean. That's why the Holy Spirit can move into our spirit and live in our spirit, because we've been made pure and clean and holy through the sacrificial blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, within our spirit, we are born into the family of God, born anew, and are become new creation in Christ Jesus. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Because we've been given life eternal within our spirit, we shall never die. The Bible says in 1 John 5 that we have passed from death into life. I believe it's 1 John 4 that we have passed from death into life. And so, beloved, the glorious fact is that I'm never going to die. I've already passed from death into life. I have eternal life. Now, this body I live in is going to die. It's my earth suit. That's what I call it, is an earth suit that I live in. Our spacemen, when they go out into space in order to work on the equipment, and they have to get out of the capsule, why, they have to put on a space suit so they can live out in space. And so this earth suit that we have enables us to live here on earth. But one of these days, I'm going to leave this old earth suit. I'm going to get out of it. The world calls it death. And it's simply the separation of the soul and spirit from the body. You see, our true identity comes from our spirit. We're either a child of God or a child of the devil. And so as a child of God, there's coming a day when I'm going to leave this old earth suit and move into the glorious presence of the Lord. As the Apostle Paul put it, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, beloved, we sometimes call this death and say, this fellow has died, but actually he's just departed and left the earth suit. Especially if he's a child of God, he's gone into the presence of the Lord. If he is not a child of God, then he's gone to a literal place called Hades, which is a place of temporary confinement. Kind of like the city jail. When someone breaks the law, they're put in the jail. They're held there until their trial, and then if they're found guilty, they're put into the penitentiary, which is a place of more permanent confinement. And so the same thing's true. Hades is a place of temporary confinement until the judgment seat of Christ, when all who die in their sin will be resurrected, appear at the judgment seat of Christ, hear their eternal sentence, and be cast into the lake of fire, which is a place of eternal confinement and separation from Almighty God. And so, beloved, this is the wonderful truth of knowing Jesus as Savior. We're born again into the family of God. We're given life eternal. We've already discussed that, and now we're talking about the Trinity. And we're here in John chapter 16, and last time we left off with verse 16. A little while, and ye shall not see me. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. And he says, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now, the Lord Jesus, my understanding is that when Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he arose from the grave, and after he arose from the grave, he appeared to Mary Magdalene. John chapter 20 describes this. Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. The stone had already been rolled away by the angels, and the grave, the sepulchre, was empty. And seeth two angels in white, setting the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Now, I've stood there in that sepulchre, the one they believe was the sepulchre where Jesus was buried, and have seen this very place where the body was laid. And so the angel was at the foot, one of them was at the foot, the other was at the head, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, or taken him somewhere, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. When he spoke her name, she recognized the voice of Jesus. And she turned herself around and said, Master. And then I want you to notice what Jesus said in verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Now I want you to notice that. Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father, and to my God and your God. And so Mary Magdalene did not touch him then. I believe that in that interval, after seeing Mary Magdalene, Jesus ascended to the Father in heaven, taking his blood and offering it on the mercy seat in heaven. For he is our great high priest, we're told in Hebrews. And this was the job of the high priest once a year for the children of Israel, was to take the blood of the atoning sacrifice into the most holy place and offer it on the mercy seat. I believe this was what Jesus did for us, taking his blood and offering it on the mercy seat of heaven. Because a little while later, the Bible tells us that Jesus appeared to a group of women, and they held him by his feet, and they worshipped him. And so I believe in that brief interval of time, Jesus ascended to the Father and then came back to earth. And so I think that's what he was talking about here when he said in verse 16, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, A little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. In that interval of time, I believe, after he had seen Mary Magdalene, he ascended to the Father, and then came back to the earth, and then appeared to the women, and they held him by his feet, and he didn't stop them from touching him. So, beloved, that's my personal opinion about this, and you might study it along with me and see what the Scripture reveals concerning that. But this is a wonderful, wonderful truth, that in our glorified bodies we'll be able to move at the speed of thought. You remember the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples in the upper room. The doors were closed, the windows were closed, everything was locked. Suddenly he appeared there in their midst, and then he vanished from their sight. Till next time, goodbye.